What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. Now, this is a Pure Truth session for all of us. Why do I say that? Because at some point, we all get weary. Yeah, we do. Yeah, somebody does. Okay, and so I want to say to you, don't get weary in well doing. This is the Pure Truth session about weariness, getting tired, wanting to give up, wanting to quit. So before we get started, you know how we do on the Pure Truth sessions. I'm the truth because the truth lives in me. What's that? Greater is he. Who's that? Jesus. Come on. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your plan. Thank you for your victory. Thank you for your knowledge, wisdom, your love. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your creation. Thank you for us. Thank you for you, for being victorious and allowing us to prosper in every area of our life. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Today, I pray that somebody will be delivered, healed, and set free, even strengthened by this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So what's up, y'all? It's a lot going on. Right? But again, that depends on which way you're looking at the glass, right? That depends on your perspective. That depends on your mindset. And so for me, I like to wake up putting on the full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, as I dress in the full armor of God, which is what? Starting with the helmet of salvation. You know, claiming a Christ-like mindset. Before we put on a helmet and protective gear, would you put a helmet on top of a head that was busted wide open with wounds showing? I'm asking you a question. When you think about putting a helmet on, you put a helmet on, you know, a head that's a mind that's covered, right? A mind that's pretty, you know, you got your hair, you don't have any open sores or open wounds. So what am I saying? If you have some negative thoughts, some bad thoughts, some, you know, some things going on that's not right in your mind right now, I just want to encourage you to take this moment and say, hey, God, create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit. Why am I saying create in me a clean heart? And we're talking about the mind, because what's in your heart flows out of your mouth, right? What you're speaking is what you're thinking. All of these things are actually connected. So in this moment, let's just pray that we have the mind of Christ. Let's surrender our mind to God. How do we do that? We go ahead and pull on this scripture right here. Casting down all thoughts and imagination. Anything that is trying to exalt itself higher than our Lord and Savior. We're commanding those thoughts to back up and back down now in Jesus' name. So we're surrendering our mind, and I'm paraphrasing when I'm talking, guys. Remember, it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. I am Holy Hood. The scriptures I'm spitting to you, and I say spitting, I'm from New York, calm down. That's what's different about me, guys. That's why you come to this message, because I'm not knocking nobody that is all stiff neck and got it going on. That's their swag and their style. God gave me a mouth. God gave me a mic. And I'm using a mouth and a mic, Holy Hood style. So please, when you're on here listening, listen for the spirit of the Lord. Don't listen with the critical ear and nobody. That's not what we're here for, right? And so if that's what you are here for, I'm praying for you. I love you. I pray that deliverance hits you right now, right? My job is to get the message to those people so they can understand it on their level, right? And my job is to be me, period. So we're putting the full armor of God on. We're casting down any thought and imagination. Once we command thoughts that don't belong to leave out of our head. Now, these are practical things that you can do every day. You can speak every day, every hour, if you must, when thoughts that are not thoughts of greatness, when thoughts that are not pure, when thoughts that are not noble, when those thoughts try to enter in your mind, you can command them to go in Jesus' name, because God gave you power and authority to cast out demons, even your own one. Okay, hey, break agreement with that thing. But serious, you've heard the scriptures before. The power of life and death is in your tongue. So it is time for you to speak and call those things that are not. If you feeling down, if you feeling distracted, if you just feeling straight up, like you're not feeling it, I need you to speak strength. If you're feeling weak, I need you to speak strength. If somebody is sick, come on, I need you to call them healed in Jesus' name. We walk by faith and not by sight. If you at your job and you don't like it, come on now, speak entrepreneurship over your life. Speak wealth, you know. I'm not just saying that to you. There's a time for us to walk by faith and not by sight. There's a time for us to leap. Come on. I got a good sister, Charity. She says, leap, faith leaps. It is a time for you to leap. Some of you are leaping and you don't even see where the lily pad is. You know how a frog just jumps? That's what we got to do, because we got to trust where our feet lands. This is where God is sending us. So today's Pure Truth session is about getting weary. And I thank God for that scripture that says, don't get weary in well doing, because you will reap in due season if you faint not. Like, don't faint, don't quit, don't stop, keep going. And can I be honest with you guys? I'm in the midst of obeying God with a lot of things. And I did a lot of things that he told me to do. And I'm looking for the result right away. I am the person guilty of planting the seed and wanting to see the fruit the next day. You know, can you give the seed a chance to grow, Ty? You know, and so I thank God for his process, and I thank God for us to have the ability to trust the process, but not get weary, not get tired, and continue to believe and have faith. So this message today is to remind you that you have to remain in a place of hope. This message today is to help you get up out that place, that sunken place that you may be in, that dark place that you may be in. I'm saying, let there be light. I need you to believe again. How many times have you tried to quit? And let me just share this with you. You haven't been successful at quitting because you're listening to this message and you're getting strengthened up right now. This message is serving just like gas does for your gas tank. It's filling you up right now. It is. It's filling up your faith. Why? Because the anointing in my voice, the anointing on my life, is the sound is a vibration that is coming through that is breaking yokes because of the ways that I have been broken in life. Come on, I have been broken and crushed, but all for God's glory. So as I speak, there's an oil that is pouring out now that's breaking off discouragement, that's breaking off distractions, that's putting you in a new place, that's giving you the strength that you need to come on and go on and do what God has called you to do. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not plans to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. So you got to get to that hope in that future. You got to get to that prosperity. You got to get to, it's not just about your business, about your home. It's your life is for God's glory. God's name is on the line. Come on. He restores your soul. He's your shepherd. You shall not want. I know right now you might be living in that small place. I know right now you like, it's like the clutter, everything is, you know, caving in on me. I need this. I know you have things that you need and things that you want, but you actually have everything that you need. That pressure that you feeling, that you want to go maybe and get a vacation. No, God is your vacation. You have to find that peace in your mind. You have to create right where you are. Where you are, use what you got. Come on, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God is about to add unto you. And it's about to be over the top amazing. It really is. And so I'm so excited for what God is about to do in your life. And I just want to come on here today to tell you, this is not the time to get distracted. It's not the time to go off course. Yes, that is a song, but that's the song you need to listen to. It's not the time to lose your focus at all. You have a work to do, and part of your charge is to keep going. When you put your hand to the plow, you keep going. You don't quit. You don't look back. Now, this past month, I've seen some accomplishments. I've learned some things that I haven't learned before. I'm going forward in a direction, but there's still more to go. And the more that I learn, the more that I feel like there's more to learn again, you know? And I'm grateful to God that what? We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So right now, it's not the time for you to feel like I can't do it. That's a lie. I need you to think on whatever is true. I need you to think on whatever is noble. And even in this moment, what is true is you can do it. You will get through it. The only thing that's stopping you is you. Nothing else has the victory in your life but Jesus. Victory belongs to him. There's a promise. You've got a promise from God. And it's time that you cash in on that promise. Don't let nothing else come up and get you out of that zone. You understand what I'm saying? Do you really? I need you to push past your feelings. the times that you feel like you don't want to do it. You understand what I'm saying? I need you to understand that you can do it. Have you ever gotten your feelings about a thing in your business, in your personal life? How has that actually worked for you? You got mad about something, didn't want to do it, and you backed up and whatever, you know? Well, for me, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So today and every day forward, I am choosing to push past my feelings and continue to write this next book I'm writing. I'm choosing to push past my feelings and continue to teach my course. I'm teaching people now how to write a course, how to write their book, how to triumph over their trauma, how to take the pain of their life, their childhood trauma, and turn it into a self-published book. That's what I did, y'all, with my book, Daddy Issues. I testified to the goodness of God all throughout my book, never even realizing that this is the tool that God wanted to use and he wanted me to teach others. So today I choose to push past my feelings and love unconditionally anyway. That includes forgiving people that, you know, if we had to use our human mind, say they don't need forgiveness. But remember, we were made in the image of God. And what did Jesus say? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. So that's what we're aiming for. Come on, a Christ-like mindset. Put on that full armor. Today, I choose to finish where I start. Today, I choose to push past my feelings and even post on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Sometimes I just don't want to do it. But there are people out there waiting. You're waiting to hear this Pure Truth session. If I skip a week or something like that, who gives me that right? Is this radio show, podcast not a blessing? The information and the people that tell me, oh, this is helping me. Thank you so much for going forward. Who am I? I'm on this earth to shine a light, to shed love, to be the salt, to give that flavor. You need to hear this voice. So now it's your turn. I want to ask you, what feeling are you pushing past? Come on, say it out loud. Say it in the atmosphere. What actions will you do today and going forward? You know, and encourage somebody else to push. Text somebody and remind them, yo, just keep praying until something happens. Don't give up. Don't let up. Don't quit, because there's a promise and God's word never comes back void. He always keeps his promise. I love you. It's your girl, Lady Tata Gray. I'm super excited for what God is doing in your life. If we're not connected, why not? Let's connect on social media. Lady Tata Gray. That's LadyTataGreat. Also, connect with me on Instagram. Lady Tata Gray. Listen, I follow back. I holler back. And I'm excited for you. If you have a story on the inside of you and you do want to write your book, I'm giving away a free ebook, sharing with people how they can write their book. All the resources that I use, I share with you. So please click on my Instagram page and you will see the link in my bio and it will give you a free book instantly. So go ahead and get your free gift, write a book, leave the testimony of how good God is in this earth, and let everybody know that may need your healing power, the healing power of God on the inside of you. Because Revelations 12 and 11 says this. Hear what I'm saying. Hear me. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Just Jesus, his blood was shed for us. And the word of their testimony. Who is their testimony? My testimony, your testimony. See, when I was out in the world and I didn't believe in God, and I was hurt and I was lost and I was broken, I didn't want to hear about God when I was mad at God. But y'all see how he's using me now, right? All for his glory. But I'm sharing this to you because many of you are trying to preach to a people. You're trying to catch a harvest that you don't even know. And so me being a part of that harvest, me once being that only hood part minus the holy. Now I'm holy hood. It's all good. But me being that person that felt like God had forgotten about me because I hadn't seen his people do acts of kindness. I hadn't witnessed the love of God in a human. That's why your position is so important on this Pure Truth session. We're going to Michael Dear Jackson this thing out. We're going to ask the man in the mirror. We're going to start with the man in the mirror. But we're going to talk to God first. We're going to repent. God, I'm sorry. I repent for the thing. And you insert that thing. You know what you did. I repent for the thoughts that I had toward my brother or sister in Christ. I repent for this act. I repent for anything that I have done that's not like you. Repentance is God, you apologizing to God and you recognizing your fault. God still accepts apologies. And getting that stick out your own eye, removing the bitterness, the pain, the unforgiveness, and asking God to help you with that process. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Great. I'm asking God to forgive me for the things, anything, the things that I've done knowingly and unknowingly that was not like him. Because I want God to get the glory out of my life, not nothing evil. So I don't want to be down with bitterness, anger, hatred, all of that. No, I'm saying that has to go in Jesus' name. I'm God's vessel. He's the potter. I'm the clay. So have your way, God. Thank you for forgiving me, because forgiving people forgive others. So today, Lord, I pray for your people. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for the harvest that is out here. Those that have a hard heart towards you, God, that may be mad at you. Those that have real life daddy issues with you, God. I pray that you would draw them closer to you. I pray that they would see an example of your love in this earth through your people. Even the ones that's listening to this message right now. I pray that you would strengthen them, God, to do what you've called them to do. I thank you, God, that you are raising up many more disciples, and those disciples will go make disciples, and that nobody will get weary and well-doing. Just like Jesus prayed, Simon Peter, I pray that the enemy desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your strength does not fail, that your faith does not fail. So I thank you, God, right now for strength. For every other broadcaster on this RCR network, for the owners of the network, all of the workers, anybody that's connected, Lord, I just pray a supernatural blessing to anyone listening to this message, and I pray your strength and extreme faith and increased faith. And it's in Jesus' name I call all of those who are able to hear this message blessed. We haven't forgotten about the hood, Father. We haven't forgotten about the dope boys, the drug dealers, the strippers, the scammers, the murderers. We lift up this earth to you, God, and all of its injustices. We thank you, God, that for man, certain things may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So thank you, God, that you are more than able, that you are more than available, that you hear our prayer and hear our cry. We pray for every church, every ministry that's in your name, God, and we ask you to continue to have your way, Lord. Bless them, give them insight, give them fresh revelation. We pray for the school systems while they open up virtually and some not virtually, God. We just pray your safety and the Psalms 91 hedge of protection over this earth. We thank you, Father, for the broadcasters being blessed, Lord, that there will be no technical difficulties as those that are holding your message try to get your message across. And we thank you, God, that we're strengthened to continue. Come on, we're fighting a good fight of faith, and we're strengthened to continue to speak your word. And it's in Jesus' name. We thank you and we love you. And we are not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Thanks, guys. Tune in next week, next Wednesday. Make sure you are tuned in to the podcast. Everywhere where podcast is available, you can listen to Pure Truth Sessions. So if you actually miss a session on Wednesday, you can actually catch that same session on Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Podcasts. Isn't that amazing? So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Great. Love you. Follow me. Holla back. I'm excited for what God is doing. Let's go. Oh, and we're praying for all of those new writers that will write their book and sign up and get that free ebook. It's in Jesus' name. I pray blessings over you, and I'm excited for your healing. Check, check, and we out.